Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. The daily challenges are meant to help us explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in today's busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never explored before what it means to follow Jesus, I'd encourage you to check out our Christianity 101 course first. It's a great introduction to the basic concepts that we try to build on in these challenges. The idea with the challenges is that we're a community, even if we're not together in person, who are all learning what it means to follow Jesus together. To do that, we follow a daily and weekly rhythm. Every Monday, we introduce a new idea. Every Tuesday, we see where that idea is in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that challenges and transforms our thinking. Every Thursday, we see how it challenges and transforms our actions. And every Friday, we take time for prayer and reflection. Every Saturday is a day for rest. And then Sunday is a day for community. And we're developing a brand new Christian community that'll be meeting together in Ajax in the new year. We'd love your help in moving towards that point, and that's actually what this brand new series is all about all getting on the same page about what it means to be a Christian community or to be a church. We're gonna be exploring that over the next few weeks. Now to do that, we're gonna be using the image of family quite a bit. We just finished a series on what it means to love our neighbors. And we talked about a shift from strangers to neighbors, neighbors to acquaintances, acquaintances to partners, partners to friends, and then friends to family, to establishing relationships that feel like family, that go to that level of depth with not quite everybody, but a select group, focused group. And that's what we're going to be particularly focusing on in the next few weeks, is the idea of a church community as a sort of extended family. Now, I've used the word church a few times, and it's possible when you hear that word, you have some preconceived notions about what that means. You might think of church as a building like this one. Maybe you think of being preached at, or maybe you think of stained glass windows. Maybe you think of choirs and organ music. Maybe you think of people reading from a book that has lots of words you don't even understand. Or you might think of special events like weddings and funerals. We wondered what people on the street might say if they were asked about church and what that word means. And so attached to today's content, you're going to find a link to a video of some on-street interviews about what people think when they hear the word church. Well, I've got a question for you to consider, and it's one that I hope you'll share with a community of your own, that you'll share these daily challenges with somebody else in your life. Maybe somebody from work or home, somebody from the neighborhood, somebody from the bus or train or carpool. That you'll follow our challenges, even if you're not together to watch them, but that whenever you are together, you'll discuss what you've been learning. And so our question for you today is, when you hear the word church, what do you immediately see or think? Make a list, there might be several, and what experiences do you think have informed that for you? Well, have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.